New York lawmakers want to push for a climate change bill that Governor Cuomo says is too ambitious and unrealistic in the final days of the legislative session. Karen DeWitt reports.
Senate Environmental Conservation Committee Chair Todd Kominski says he thinks that the state can enact the major anti-climate change measure between now and the end of the session. He says there really isn't time to wait.
If you read the newspapers in the last few weeks, you saw a statistic that some would believe even just a few years ago would not be possible, that there is more CO2 in our atmosphere since any time in the history of Homo sapiens walking on the Earth. That is an incredibly scary statistic, but you don't need to look at that. You only need to live in a community like mine where the ocean ripped through in Hurricane Sandy in 2012.
The measure, known as the Climate and Community Protection Act, would require the state to be entirely free of all fossil fuels by 2050. New York would need to get half of its electricity from renewable sources by 2030. The measure would also distribute 40% of all funding for clean energy to projects to communities who've been disadvantaged by fossil fuel pollution and who have been more adversely affected by extreme weather. The state assembly has already approved the climate change measure. Kominski was asked by reporters whether the Senate might pass the bill and then force the governor's hand.
That's also above my pay grade. I just know that we need to get the best product we can out of the Senate.
He says there's still time for a three-way agreement. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.